The Josie Show was originally recorded and aired in front of a live internet audience and may not be redistributed or re-aired without permission of the producers. Thank you. Egg of Goodies Productions, Alan Firestorm Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show, special edition. Tonight welcomes from the Disney Channel and America's Next Top Model, Hannah Cat Jones. I'm Alan Firestorm along with Tina Passantino. And now, we still haven't a clue why, but she's here anyway. Josie Passantino.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Josie Show Special Edition. I'm Josie Passantino, your hostess. your hostess for this evening. Oh, goodness, I'm having way too much fun. It's going to be a fun show. Well, we are just super, super glad you guys are all joining us tonight. Thank you all that are in the chat room and also on Facebook and on the phone lines and everywhere else that you are. It is going to be an awesome show, so I'm looking forward to it. Now, before we get into it, I just want to talk a little bit about Country Blast Radio, which is our 24/7 licensed and national chart reporting country music radio station. And we play the best mix of all that is country, from signed and independent artists. And you can hear us and check out what is going on, including station contests and many more. We always spring fun things along the way on our station. And you can check it out at countryblastradio.com. And since we are worldwide on Live365, you can hear us on their website, live365.com. And in the search bar, you could search Country Blast Radio, and you'll find us. And also, they have a free app on iPhones and Androids, so you can get that, and it's just Live365. And you get that, and then just type in Country Blast Radio, and you can find us. And don't forget to set us as your preset, so it's just a click of the button, and then you're on our station. So it makes things so much easier. I have the app on my phone, and I love it. So check it out, everybody. And it's awesome. You can hear us, you know, in the car, at work, shopping, wherever you go. You can take us with you. It's awesome. And I have to say that we are highly ranked on Live365 for hot country hits worldwide, ahead of many FM stations, which I'm just completely honored, and it blows my mind still. Thank you so much to everybody that listens to our show on the phone or, you know, a computer, anywhere that you could hear us. Thank you so much for that. And also, Country Blast Radio is actually nominated. For people who don't know, Country Blast Radio, our station, is nominated for Radio Station of the Year and Nashville Universe. So I'm super stoked about that. So if you go to thenashvilleuniverse.com, you can go there and vote. And it's super easy. You just, you know, scroll to the bottom, and then there's Country Blast Radio. You can find us there under Radio Station of the Year, and then also myself for Radio Personality of the Year. And then you just find my name, Josie Passantino. And then that is it. That's all you got to do. And that's thenashvilleuniverse.com. So you can check that out. Love it, love it, love it. And if you don't remember the link, you could just go to countryblastradio.com, and it's up there. We have the link, so you can just click that, and then you can go. And then I know that you could vote once daily from each of your devices, you know, such as computers, phones, iPads, et cetera, et cetera. So we would really, really appreciate your votes. We would absolutely love that. So, yes, so once daily you could vote. Thank you so much. There's many talented people and, you know, radio stations there. So I'm just honored to be in that group of people. I think that is the neatest thing ever, and I'm super, super excited about it. And even if we don't win, I think it's awesome to just be nominated in that category. So I think that is the coolest thing ever. All right, so everyone, please welcome to the show Hannah Cat Jones. Hello, Hannah.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Josie, how are you doing?
Doing amazing. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So you were doing a photo shoot.
I am. It's a pretty cool project, too. It's for Marina DeBris' haute couture, like, trash and fashion. So she's basically made all this couture gowns out of trash that she's found on the beach.
Wow.
Everything is trash, but it's beautiful, and she's created artwork out of it.
That is so neat. I think I've seen a picture of you in this trash and fashion on Instagram, right?
That was one of the looks that we shot last week, and that was the first of about 12 looks that she has. It was made completely out of takeout boxes and stuff. So every time we get, like, you know, every time we order takeout, those boxes, once we've eaten out of them and thrown them away, they end up in the ocean. And, there are these whirlpools in the ocean that are just, like, completely made up of trash. And the problem is a lot of times we don't see where it's going, but it's still, like, on our planet, you know, and kind of clogging things up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is such a clever idea, though, to, you know, get people's minds thinking, you know, but also put it in fashion.
Definitely. For me, it's been a huge lesson just because, like, seeing how much trash is out there to the point where it can actually be used to make, like, a full gown out of takeout clothes or takeout trash, you know.
Right.
It's kind of changed my perspective on trash, too.
Absolutely. I think that is the neatest thing. And I have to say, you are an incredible model. How did you get started modeling?
Well, thank you. My parents will happily take the credit for that. My dad's a hairdresser. So ever since I was a little girl, I was in his hair salon. And at first, I was the one, like, sweeping the hair that he would, like, cut and stuff. And then he was, like, teaching me how to do hair, and I got into photography. And the funny thing is, I would do photo shoots in high school, but I was usually the one doing the hair and the makeup and the photography because I loved America's Next Top Model, and my favorite part was the photo shoots.
Right.
So I didn't really start modeling myself until my first year of college, when in my photography classes, my friends started asking me to be the subject for their studio lighting class, and I started building a little bit of a portfolio. And then a friend of mine was like, let's take you to the mall to audition for America's Next Top Model. And I was like, okay, it'll probably take like 20 auditions for me to get noticed because there's so many people that audition. But she did something kind of ingenious. The day that I auditioned at the mall, she ran around like a crazy person with a sign that said Hannah J is America's Next Top Model. And I think we got a lot of attention for that. And it just ended up kind of in a blink of an eye, all of a sudden I was in L.A. Just like thinking that I was dreaming because it was so unreal. The fact that I made it to the top 30 and then the top 13, and then all of a sudden I'm in Morocco and I've gotten third place on America's Next Top Model. It's really crazy how it just happened.
Yeah, that is insane. And what a great friend, too. I mean, come on. Oh,
definitely. She's my best friend. We've always been really close and supporting one another. And even though we don't get to see each other much anymore because I've been in LA for 2.5 years, whenever I go home, it's like no time has passed.
Yeah.
When we see each other.
That is so, so sweet. And, you know, I know that you got to model, like, this is really cool, with, like, bees and a jaguar and, like, just a lot of really, really neat things. What was it like doing that? Was that scary at all for you, or were you just like, let's do it?
Well, I don't know. There's something about when I'm in hair and makeup, I kind of feel like a different person. So I don't really – I feel almost immortal in a way. So
yeah.
As dangerous as modeling with bees and on top of a landfill where there's, like, all these toxins and, like, sharp objects that are not really healthy for you, it just – it's so surreal that it's almost, like, worth the danger and sometimes the pain just to get – shots that that will last a lifetime and tell a story. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's like a dream world when I'm modeling. It's really cool.
That is so, so cool. And you've gotten to work with just like a lot of incredible photographers and models. Do you have a favorite shoot that you could recall that, you know, really stands out in your mind?
Well, on America's Next Top Model, almost every shoot was like just amazing to have a part in, like, modeling with a baby jaguar. That was really cool. In the landfill, since I've been in LA, I've done a lot. I've worked with a lot of really talented up and coming artists, which is really cool to see them grow. One of my favorite photographers is Graphic Metropolis, and he's also Filipino. So it's cool because I know the they really enjoy America's Next Top Model, and now they get to see me after the show with new photographers that I know someday will be on shows like that, and also really well known for their craft.
Yeah, I think it's really neat how you're able to dress up, but then also you're able to meet such great people along the way. I think that's like a win-win.
Totally. I call it Collaboration Nation.
Yeah.
Because the enjoyment and the excitement comes from working with a team that really helps everybody get somewhere that we couldn't have done it alone, you know? So like when you see a final product, there might just be one person in the shot, but behind that person or around that person at any given time during the photo shoot, there's like 10 people and they're all doing a part that is really important to the process.
Right. There's many, many people around, not just that one person taking
pictures. Oh, yeah. And it's everybody has like their vision. And what's really great is when you have a team that can communicate with one another and create the goal in mind, like the idea for the photo shoot. If you can, if everybody adds to it in a way that's productive and like heightens it, then in the end, it's really cool because you have all these different perspectives that combined together to make a new finished product of an image that people hopefully haven't seen before. So in a way, it's art that will hopefully, you know, be something that people will be inspired by to do something as well, to create themselves.
Mm-hmm. And that's what makes a fun shoot and a very interesting one.
Totally. And you listen to music. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's also a good part. And I also wanted to mention, because you have a fun nickname, Hippie Hannah. Can you tell us who started that and where'd that come from?
Actually, I think the first person who gave me that nickname was Tyra Banks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when she was introducing the 13 girls in the first episode, she was like, and Hippie Hannah. And I was like, hey, that's kind of catchy. it's funny because, like, I never really realized, but I guess if you could put me into a box or category, it would be one of a hippie because I'm all about, being, let's say, supporting peace and and unity. And I think that's what's most important to me about the name is just the fact that, like, it is about all of us coming together. So, like, if there's whatever sort of movement you want to have, like, to make the world a better place, it takes a team, and it takes everybody believing in making something, a positive change for the world, you know?
Yeah.
But I also love, I love vegan food, or like vegetables and stuff,
yeah.
So I guess there's that sort of like loving animals vibe. I'm all about art and creating, so I guess the list goes on. I fit a lot of the definition of a hippie, but I do also take showers, which I've heard some hippies don't.
Right, right. So there's the difference, everyone. She does. Okay? She
right.
does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
The square is a rectangle, but the rectangle is not a square.
Right.
Kind of
it, so it does fit in some ways. So, you know, amazing, Tyra Banks. Awesome.
Yeah, I really appreciate her kind of opening my eyes to a lot of things. That show, the biggest lesson that I learned was just, like, the importance of self-love and confidence and not really, like, being egotistical, because there's a huge difference. And one is sort of like a false sense of confidence, while the other one is very important to have throughout your life. You know, to really believe in yourself is the only way to achieve what your dreams are.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't have said it better myself. And it's a really, really great thing. And I want to talk a little bit now about Austin and Allie, which I am 19 and I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so good. Yes.
It is so
good. Of course, you play Carrie, Des's girlfriend. How did you get the role? And when you found out you booked it, what was your first reaction?
Wow. Well, I love the show too. And when it was one of my first auditions after I got with my management company, Third Hill Entertainment. And it's kind of like hard to begin where, but my manager was just like, "Do you want to go in for television and film auditions?" And I like that is when I felt so like. So alive and lucky to actually get to start auditioning for things like the Disney Channel, you know. And now I got the parts for this character, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I would love to be this girl. Because it kind of felt like her already, someone who's just, like, happy and sort of on their own planet and just, like, vibes with everybody, just wants to be people's friends and gets really giddy and excited. When I went in for the audition, it was funny because my manager was like, "You might accidentally get this." And I was like, "Who knows?" You know, I'm just kind of going in and like just having fun with it, you know. And then I got a call back, which I wasn't really sure what that meant, except for that I was going to get to have the opportunity to audition again. Mm-hmm. And after the third time that I went in to audition for this part in front of, like, the writers and the director and producers of Austin and Ally, I was actually getting ready for a photo shoot the next day, and I was with the stylist, and we were, like, trying on clothes and stuff, and I was just like, I didn't get it. I was, like, so pessimistic because I was trying to, like, let it go and not, like, think about it. And then it was, like, 6 p.m. Friday night. I'm in the dressing room, and my manager calls me, and she was like, "You got the part." And it was, I fell to the floor. I was so shocked and, like, excited and happy. And the stylist came in and was just like, "Are you okay?" And I'm, like, hyperventilating, looking up and just like, "I got the part." And so, yeah, it was everything that you would imagine when, like, you know, it's like the heavens opened. I felt so relieved and just thankful, you know?
Yeah, that is so, so cool. And as you said before, you already knew kind of what Austin Alley was about. You watched it. So were you really excited to meet the cast, you know, Rainey, Calum, Ross, Laura?
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. It was really funny because the first person I got to meet was Laura, and it was Monday morning, we were doing the table read, so like it's in a big office space where there's a big table and everybody that is part of the production comes in and we read the script together for the first time out loud. And when I went up to her to shake her hand, she's so, so nice and so, so genuine. This like her energy kind of like overwhelmed me, and I just fell back because I was so like blown away by herself. She's just such an amazing, sweet person, and I fell over onto one of the writers. Like I literally tripped myself backwards because I was so blown away by Laura Morano. She's amazing, and her character on the show, as dorky as Ally might seem sometimes, Laura like is. Yeah, I don't know. She's an amazing actor, and she definitely does a great job of playing that character because there are these slight differences that you can tell that it's not just Laura or just Ally, you know? And that's what I really respect about all the actors on that show is that they are definitely really in tune with these characters and also their selves, and there's a huge difference between who Des and Calum is, even though they have similarities, you know, they're both like really funny and quirky, but Calum is he's such a cool guy, which I don't know if Des is really that cool. He's more dorky, you know.
Yeah.
And Ross is super talented. Like any given second, if he has a guitar or any sort of instrument in his hand, he can like just break out in his own awesome concert. And it's just great because we're all, like, just listening to him jam, and it's amazing. He's also a really good writer, drawer. It's cool to be around these talented people. And then Rainey is hilarious and does the best impersonation of someone doing an impersonation of Kim Kardashian is awesome. So anytime you get the chance to meet Rainey, just ask her to do her impersonations. She's hilarious and is always cracking jokes and keeping it really lighthearted and fun. And they are all really true friends in reality, which makes it so much fun to work on set with them.
I bet. And it's noted. So ask for the Kim Kardashian. Okay, got it. Noted.
It's hilarious. She's amazing at it. I ask for it every time. I'm like, can you please? And she's like, okay, and goes into it. I can't even try because it's pathetic compared to what Rainey can do.
That is hilarious. So it seems like with such a funny cast, I bet you guys have a lot of bloopers and fun stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't get to see necessarily.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of moments where it's just like, wait, what did they just say? And the episodes coming up, there are moments where Carrie is supposed to be like, it's just funny because there are these like moments that you just can't plan for that mm-hmm. happen organically, and hopefully they can actually use them on the show, because I think a lot of that is where the best comedy is on mm-hmm. things you just couldn't write, you know?
Right.
Sometimes I think the bloopers do show up on, like, in little snippets, so.
Yeah, so you never know.
You never know.
Well, I know that season 3, the finale, it was pretty emotional because, well, I mean, spoiler, but it already is out. You had to go to L.A.
Yeah, so, I can't move.
Yeah, and it was really sad. Like the drum set scene where you had to put it over your head and cry, aw.
I know. It was really, when I read it, I was, when I first read the script, it kind of bummed me out because I was like, oh no, what's going to happen to Derry?
Yeah.
Working with them, I do become really close with them too. And they're also, like, the entire cast and crew is so tight-knit, like a family, but they're also very inviting, so any sort of guest star that comes on that week, they're, like, super friendly with, and so leaving each time I'm, like, on set, and I don't really know if Carrie's going to come back, you know, so it's, like, the last take, I always feel a little bit, like, crying, you know, and sometimes it helps, because it's, like, Dez doesn't want Carrie to go either, you know? We'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to season 4 and watching it air and hearing about, because I'm like, it's a mystery to me where it's going.
Right. And I hope that we see some really great Carrie and Dez moments in season 4. So you never know. So you guys have to tune in. Yes, we have to tune in. And season 4 airs on Disney Channel on January 18th. At 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. So do not miss the premiere. I will be there with popcorn in hand and just ready to go. So
ooh,
be there.
Popcorn is my favorite. What flavor? Are you like the butter original? Or do you like little corn, calmer corn?
Original and sometimes with cheese.
Ooh, that's good. I like to kind of make like my own trail mix and put like Doritos and Cheetos in there. It's not very like hippie friendly, but it's okay. When it comes to popcorn, anything goes.
Exactly. That's my theory too. Anything goes when it comes to popcorn. Do it. I love it. And when Austin and Ally ends, would you like to continue acting? And if so, would you like to continue doing like a comedy or like a drama? What would you be into?
I mean, a comedy would be a lot of fun. Funny drama. I like that's the idea of three clown, you know. I definitely want to continue acting. I feel like modeling is a little bit of acting, but I don't get to use words most of the time. It's just like facial expressions and stuff. But I love storytelling, and if I can be around the camera, it doesn't really matter if I'm in front of it or behind it, just as long as I get to continue creating with one. I just really enjoy imagery, and especially motion picture. It would be cool to do comedy. I would love to do surreal sort of stuff. It's like dreamy or anything that has like a good message or teaches important morals, I think is the direction I want to go. So like if it's independent films or whatever, really, just I want to continue working with talented people who have a vision that can change the world for the better.
Exactly. And we would love to see more stuff on TV with you. That would be amazing.
Yay! Let's make it happen.
Yes.
I believe in visualizing and kind of just like dreaming about it, writing about it, and doing it. So if you can just help me with that and visualize maybe what kind of character I might play next, then maybe that's what will happen.
Yes, yes. And I know you have done, you know, some other stuff, because I know that you were in like a YouTube series, Hungry, where you got to play like a catty character.
Yeah.
Like, do you like being like the mean character as well?
Honestly, I don't think I'm very good at it. it's really hard. I don't really want to be mean to people. I guess I need to like practice that more in my acting class, just like being rude and stuff. But personally, I like playing like more twisted characters that are kind of like in their own sort of, I guess everybody's in their own world, right? We all have our own like realities and they collide with one another. And sometimes we don't have any idea of like who we're hurting and things like that. But I'd rather play sort of, I guess, characters that just have like a lot of layers, you know? So I just learned something from that is like a mean character has maybe is misunderstood by others and that's why they come across mean. I don't know. I'd like to play more mysterious characters, you know?
Whimsical. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. You're writing the script already. I mean, I could see it. Let's do that. Let's make that happen. That is amazing, and we would just absolutely love that. And, you know, I know you have to go pretty soon because, you know, you're working on that photo shoot. But first, before you go, can you just give out all of your, you know, websites and social networking sites for people to find you and chat with you?
Totally. I love talking to people, the friends that I haven't met yet. And especially people who enjoy collaborating, making their own artwork, I'll follow back, especially for people who have a vision. So definitely hit me up on Twitter. It's Hannah Doll Jones. That's HannahDolljones. On Instagram, it's a little different, Hannah Cat Jones. And my middle name is K-A-T. On Facebook, I've got like a bunch of random pages and whatnot. But you can find my fan page, Hannah Cat Jones, where I'll update everybody with my photo shoots and collaborations, YouTube, and whatnot. I've got a website. It's my full name. And what else? Am I missing anything? I don't have Snapchat. I can only have so many social media networks. Where it's like too much.
I'm the same way. There's so many out there, but you got pretty much the frequent ones. I mean, Instagram is great. So, you know, make sure you follow, add, subscribe. She's on Twitter. I follow you on Twitter. Come on, everyone, follow, add.
I need to log back into Twitter on my phone because right now I always forget my password. So I have to like, it's crazy. Yeah. Carry moments all the time. I don't know, like, it's, yeah.
Sometimes it comes out.
I just blame it on like not having gotten out of character completely.
That's a great idea. I love it. I love it. And thank you so much. And really quick, JP Zam in the chat room says, Hannah is the best ever. Gary says, she's a real sweetheart. Wow, I'm impressed. And Jasmine is a really big fan. She's been really excited. She loves Austin and Allie. So she wanted to give all you guys love.
Oh, hi, Jasmine. JP, thank you so much. I appreciate everybody who supports and follows and watches Austin and Allie, because without the people who enjoy the show, there'd be no point in making one. So we love you guys, and I can't wait to come across you and take a picture with you someday if you see me.
Yes, definitely. So make sure you guys have your cameras out and ready. And also, really quick, Craig Abel is also a fan, and he just wanted to ask if you have any upcoming projects as of right now.
Well, I am working on this this trash series with Marina Debris. I've been auditioning like crazy, so can't really talk about anything that hasn't been in post-production yet. But definitely there's stuff in the works. Don't you worry. I will be sharing much more of it coming up soon. And I'm also a DJ. So if you're ever in LA and following me on Twitter, I'll be letting you know about any place that you might be able to come listen to some music and dance with me.
I love it. Wow, you wear many hats. You do it all.
So much fun, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That sounds like so much fun. And thank you so, so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to do this.
Of course, Sophia. I am so happy that we had a chance to chat.
Yes, absolutely. Me too. And I will talk to you real soon. We'd love to have you back on anytime.
Yay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hannah Cat Jones, everybody. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, and she's on Instagram. Make sure you do that, and also her website, hannahcatjones.com. And she's in many other places, so all you have to do is type in Hannah Cat Jones on Google. When in doubt, Google it out. So you can do that and find her everywhere. And I'm very excited to see what she has coming up next. I know she has a lot of new things that are probably going to, you know, drop pretty soon, so I'm super excited. And remember, Austin and Allie Season 4, woo-woo, airs on Disney Channel on January 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time Zone. So make sure you are there with popcorn and what did Hannah say, with trail mix or something? Oh, my goodness, that sounds really good. So try that. And thank you all so, so much for tuning in to this Josie Show special edition. And we will see you guys on Friday for our normal Josie Show program. So I'm super excited about that. Thank you all so, so much for coming on the show, and we will talk to you guys soon coming to the show. Thank you guys so much. Good night, everybody. Mwah!